You know, dude, sometimes a beer is a beer. Sometimes a beer is exactly what you needed. This is the perfect pour.
It's the perfect pour.
Yay.
It's a craft beer podcast for the 87th time in the history of craft beer.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
I'm Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt.
That's the bearded brewer, the Nick. And I'm here as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and that's somebody else is here. Beer already opening.
Oh my god!
Somebody else is here as well.
Oh my god! The smell when I opened that cap was amazing.
Ah, quit hogging the smell.
I was trying to see if it would go over the music.
A double whammy, Sunburns Gold reference. Oh, he passed that in my direction.
All right.
Okay, well. I haven't ever quite smelled something like this.
I'm gonna take that and just use that as a card.
We're hoping he didn't just cut one right now.
Gold. Yeah. That's it. We're going at it right now. We've got too many good beers for this episode. And a new beer entering the table. A looking out beer for me. Wasn't sure I'd ever see it, and then the genius bearded brewer brought it to us. It is Modern Times City of the Sun IPA. It's hoppy and juicy, supposedly. We'll see.
I believe Stuart helped me get this beer. If I don't mention him or whomever brought this to me, I will get chewed out.
The Hop King?
Yeah, I believe he picked me up this one.
Royalty, mm-hmm. Hop King and Queen.
So no matter who brought it, if you don't mention Stuart...
Yeah, he usually gets pissed off, and he's just like, thanks for referencing me. I don't care.
That's like Fruit Stripe.
Yeah.
Gum.
To me, it's like Starburst in this glass right now.
Wow, that
Nobody ever pays me in gum. Nobody ever pays me in gum.
Wow.
Ooh, that is an awesome aroma.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of expected grapefruit sculpin for a second. I hope that's not me.
Wow. This is interesting as hell.
Yeah.
Wow. We're speechless. Yeah. 3 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
I was trying to gather some words. You know how wet is a description for beer? Well, I guess dry is a description for beer.
Yeah.
So if you ever wondered what the opposite of a dry beer tasted like, grab yourself a little Modern Times. It is heavy on the palate, I guess would be the way to describe a wet beer.
Huh.
It coats the tongue like a NyQuil. It's viscous, very viscous.
Fruit NyQuil.
So we are not far off, gentlemen. City of the Sun is ridiculously awesome IPA loaded with sticky, fruity, new wave hops, redolent of melon, lime, and citrus notes. The flavor is complex as it is aggressive, featuring a stiff bitterness and a powerful tropical hop characteristic backed by a dry, barely there malt backbone. Which we were kind of dodging around some of those terms right there.
We're just brilliant. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Man.
You're welcome, Modern Times. We pretty much wrote your description for you.
I'm not sure what I was... This isn't what I thought it would taste like, but it's probably better than I thought it would taste like.
So what gets me...
probably better.
Probably better.
What gets me is they said on the label here, it says an 85 IBU.
Mm.
For reference, I think Sherman or Double Dry Hop, one of the two is a 65.
Well, yeah, 65.
So this does not taste more bitter.
No,
not
it doesn't taste hoppier.
But it does...
Have you burped yet? There's the bitterness. It's on the back end.
It does have a good hop characteristic too. It's just they did it well. It's not in a an arrogant bastard way, is what I'm getting at.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Who that?
Who dat? The colors just made me think, oh man, this is totally going to be a grapefruit sculpin.
Right, it's orange.
It's orangish.
In the
juicy.
Yeah.
Technical specs, SRM is a 5, which is about a sculpin.
Okay.
I'd say a lot more IPAs and stuff go down to 9.
What's funny is I have no reason to think that at all. Like, I don't know why I even thought that in my head, but that's what
it
came to me.
If it was straw yellow, you would think it would be something else, so...
That's true. My spidey senses are sharp. Oh, nice whiff.
Yeah, we're having a hard time getting started here. Enjoying this beer. All right, well, pre-show drinking. I don't know that we can even say pre-show drinking. I know we can say it's Scotty B.
It's Scotty B.
We had some Scotty B. Pilsner.
Guys, I'm brewing.
Guys, I brewed a beer, and I'm driving. Only. That's what the Sky B needs to brew while he's driving. Do a brew dog style?
Yeah. A truck with a brew rig in the back so he could drive and brew.
Driving and brewing.
And he, like, you see him go down the highway and he's stirring the pot and they're like, who's driving this truck?
He's all, it doesn't matter. I'm brewing.
You know, if he was in the bed of his truck brewing and on his cell phone, that would not be illegal because there's no alcohol content and he's not driving.
Yeah, when does it become a beer?
After it's fermented and talking on the cell phone becomes legal if you're behind the wheel. So he would be defying 2 laws.
Wow.
Scotty B needs a Google self-driving brew truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scotty, as if you were listening to previous voicemails, Scotty was threatening to drop this off for us, and apparently he did drop it off for the beer brewer to bring over to us. And that's a damn good pilsner, man.
Yeah. Found myself going for seconds.
I had some
on that
banana
one.
Notes. I was just getting banana out of it. I'm not a expert of any sorts for tasting notes. But
you guys might think I'm crazy, but did you taste poppy seed in there? It was something. There was something sweet.
I'm gonna try it again now.
Not like a berry, but it was like the poppy seed muffins from Costco. I don't know. It's just weird.
So then,
maybe he was eating a muffin and it fell in the brew.
Oops. Oh well.
It's grains.
So we've got Scotty B's growler going around, and the City of the Sun, as long as it lasts, and there'll be more.
Not much on that end of the table.
The Beer Brew, you found some way to get Modern Times through the mail.
Yeah.
And it was legal and everything?
It was legal and everything.
So those of you that aren't in San Diego, L.A. area, listen to this. How the hell could someone acquire Modern Times through the mail without doing a trade with somebody?
So I've had an Instagram follower for some while now, and I happened to getting ready for my day. So I was sitting on the throne going through the Instagrams, which some people do. It's a perfect time to...
This phone has been flagged, sir.
And there's a follower. It's Craft Beer Kings, as they call themselves. It's Plaza Market, and they're down south. Where are they? What was the... this part's going to be edited out while I find out.
No,
where
it won't be.
Don't worry.
I want to say that's the place off the 58, right? South of the Grapevine?
I think so.
El Cerrito? No. I want to say I looked them up before, and if you take, they're on the way back from L.A. If you take the roundabout way, Fresno being right off the 5, which blends right into the 99. For those of you who do not know where Fresno is still.
I think pretty sure some people in the Bay Area that do that, you know, take 5 down to CLA. They think, like, Kettleman City's Fresno, I'm pretty sure.
You're like, oh, yeah, it's Fresno. There's a cheese place.
Yep. Oh, you see, Kettleman City has that nice little center there now. I don't know.
Is it finally open?
Yeah, it's open now.
Oh, man. We keep driving by it, and we get all excited. Oh, maybe they're open. Still not open.
Yeah, it was open last time.
So we
end
up going to the Shell/Starbucks.
I'll tell you what. There's a... while we're tangenting here, waiting for a beer to brew, there's that station that's out in the middle of nowhere that's not too far west of Kettleman City, off 41 there.
The one Chevron station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing saved my life one day because I should have stopped and got gas at Kettleman City. I'm like, I think I can make it to Paso. And like probably like 10 minutes out of town, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it to Paso.
Oh, damn.
And I didn't know that station was out there. So I'm like, well, here we go. I have no choice now. I'm not going to turn back to Kettleman City. So I'm like, let's just see if I can make it to Paso. Because I was pretty much getting close to empty.
Damn.
And then the magic oasis, that Chevron out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is in the middle of nowhere.
No. There is nothing there. Isn't there like a palm tree farm?
Yeah, I didn't even know if there's that. There's like a little orchard back in there.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't think it's the only thing there.
I think it's sago palms that they grow out there.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
That used to be a fruit stand. Oh, you shut up, you studio dirty ghost. Whore. There used to be a fruit stand out there. It was like an orange.
Okay.
Oranges and t-shirts. It was something weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that got knocked down and a Chevron got built.
Okay, so back. El Monte, California.
El Monte.
SoCal.
Yeah, SoCal. And so I happen to be tuning into their Instagram, and it's just like, today only.
Tune in.
15% off of Modern Times. And so I was like, okay, that got me to their website. And their website's like, oh, if you start an account, you get $5 off. And I was like, okay, you have me. And then they're like, oh, if you have 12 beers under $150, it's $9 flat rate shipping. And I was like, fucking A. And I was looking at the Modern Time selection they had, and everything, the specialties were like, only three left. So I was like, okay. Black House, Blazing World, Booming Rollers, and Proto Cosmos.
Nice.
I put those all in a basket, $9 shipping. There was some local tax, 15% off, $5 for creating a new account. It was like $43 and some change shipped to my door.
Nice.
And that was pretty much like, had I gone to their location and paid for it, that was pretty much street value.
Right.
And even, you know, 12 beers, $10 shipping, that's not bad to break it down. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, I ordered it Friday. Had FedEx been open Saturday, I would have gotten it next day.
Man.
It was that quick of a turnover, but dang. It came Monday because that's the business day.
There you go.
So it's
hope you're taking notes. That is how we can get Modern Times in Fresno.
But yeah, it came in a box. You know, must be signed by someone over 21, ID checked. And each beer was in its own little individual cardboard divider. That whole thing was wrapped in a trash bag. So
did he check did he check you?
Your ID? I thought it would take a lot longer to get to me, so I had it shipped to work. And so somebody else got it. I wasn't there that
okay.
day. I was expecting it to be on my Monday, but it showed up on Monday. So, I guess they just waved an ID, took a name down, and released it.
Wow.
Just normal FedEx.
Wow.
So.
Mike is thoroughly impressed.
That is impressive.
And so, yeah, they post all the time of all the new beers they get. So if there's something that we can't get and there's nobody going out of town, it might be something we look into. Maybe chip in, and we can't hurt anybody locally if they can't get it.
right.
Yeah, if we have more Patreon subscribers, we could just do it ourselves out of our own show budget. But we're not there yet.
Yes.
And they do mystery boxes. You can do IPA mystery box, sour mystery box, bourbon barrel aged mystery box.
Ooh,
whoa!
Yeah.
Some of those get into the $70 to $90 range, but
you're rolling some dice with that kind of dough.
But yeah, I think, you know, you split it a couple of ways and you get a mystery box, it could be something pretty damn cool.
Damn it. Or it could be Rebel Rouser IPA.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a little bit better in a Trader Joe.
I saw somebody on Instagram who I followed them back on from Perfect Pour, at Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. And I was just like, oh, this guy posts a lot of beer. Like, we'll follow. He started following us. I'll follow him back. And then, like, I was digging a little deeper into his posts. And And then I see like three different pictures of Rebel Rouser. No. Like he was like all fired up too. And it didn't seem ironic either. Oh. It was just like, he was just like, yeah, Rebel Rouser. I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't know,
what
bro.
Are you, what are you doing?
What are you doing, man? Getting all excited about Rebel Rouser.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rebel Rouser.
So the City of the Sun is going down nicely. I am enjoying it.
It's getting better as it goes on. I must say, first sip, I was kind of meh, but now I'm all in.
So we, I listen to, I think we all three of us listen to a certain degree of podcasts, namely beer podcasts. Mm-hmm. I listen to a crap sure. ton of crap. There's there is no shortage of choices to drink. To listen to craft beer podcasts, there's a crap ton of them.
True.
And of course, the godfather of they're radio guys, they're internet radio guys more than podcasters. But the Session on the Brewing Network,
they are
the kings.
They're the K Rock of podcasts.
Yeah, K Rock, the Howard Stern of
beer
podcasts. I saw a guy. Dropping my daughter off at school the other day, and somebody had a KKD, like a new looking KKDJ sticker.
What?
I was like, oh, I want that.
Whoa.
It was a KKDJ sticker. And like, it was like somebody had, it was like brand new looking sticker. It was a new car. And
or
a sticker
his car never
new.
Leaves the garage.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be it.
It's a special day. We're taking the Tercel out for
Let's do it. But so. In another instance of we are the minor leagues for the Session, Tioga Sequoia was on the Session.
Yeah. It kind of snuck up on us. Forrest secretly tapped him on the shoulder a billion times. And
for three years, tapped him on the shoulder.
Yeah. And they admit it. You know, at the beginning, they tried our beers and it wasn't that great. And Forrest brought them back to him and we have done a lot better. And we needed a reason to show them that Fresno has good brewers, it has good knowledge, it has good beer. And we made it onto the show.
Yeah.
Word up.
And
it's if a code word.
If you think the perfect pour goes long, try listening to an episode of The Session, which averages 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah. They do. They go long. I think I pretty much listen most of it. And this episode, it's titled like Tioga Sequoia or something, mm-hmm. if you want to look it up. And our boy Mike Sardina is also on
also
that.
Hanging
the
out.
Most surreal what episode to hell? Listen to the Session ever. Mike Sardina is on there, and Mike Cruz is on there, Kevin Cox is on there, and the Crazy Pally Forrest is on there. Mm-hmm. So... we haven't had Kevin on here, but we've had Mike on several times, and mm-hmm. we've had Forrest on a couple times, and Mike Cruz on, and so it was just surreal having them on the Session and having basically Kevin giving like the whole backstory of the history of like this is your life kind of moment of Tioga Sequoia, and mm-hmm. and having them on the Session was just like. Finally made it.
Yeah,
you know,
arrived.
You arrived now. Like everybody knows about Tioga now. Like and for like a couple years ago, having like Mike on talking about how, just kind of how Tioga's grown now and now. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about how when are we gonna start seeing Tioga outside of the valley? And now it's just like that. This is like the moment for Tioga to just for mm-hmm. everyone else to see. Yeah. See it outside of the valley, you know.
Well, there's a huge sense of pride too. Like I had the BN television. You know, they got the streaming online.
Right, right.
So I had the video going while I was listening to the audio, mm-hmm. and it's like to see them there talk about it is like a huge sense of pride for the valley, mm-hmm. hearing all that history and how they started, but also they're also accepting of the new trends, coming in. You know, they're not afraid to change. Something, but keep it real. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin's really keeping his roots strong mm-hmm. to the first beers he ever brewed, but he's not afraid to tweak them and modernize them.
Yeah,
and keep up with the times.
He's open to like mm-hmm. like how it shaped him, where he had a boss in the wine industry, had a boss that didn't want to change and didn't want to listen to any trends or anything like that. And now he remembers that from, you know, when he was young doing that, like, and he doesn't want to be that guy.
And then the other cool thing was the Fresno jokes kind of stopped once he started talking. It was like he was that knowledgeable and that intense and that serious about his craft. Like, you know, Fresno's not just a shithole anymore. they got some talent there hiding in the...
Now we got Pendragon and Tioga have both been on, and now there's respect. You know, there's respect now.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, between the couple brew pubs we have, a couple breweries we have, and the huge influx of distribution in the past couple of years, we've really been taking off. It's long overdue.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
And one day we'll be part of that.
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Yeah. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I like you, but you're crazy, man. All right, I think we need a new beer. Who wants to use the fridge?
But
mic?
I don't want to leave this.
Yeah, nobody wants to leave. I'm going to go. I'm going to.
I'll go to the fridge.
Oh, mic. He's going to take one for the team. Nice. Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves. So speaking of beer in Fresno,
fridge mic.
One of the beers Kevin was talking, I thought he was going to say something. One of the beers Kevin was talking about that I'm really, really even more looking forward to now is the XPA Mount Whitney.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I got to get a taste of that. Hopefully this weekend at Fres Yes Fest.
Yeah. I've only ever shared that beer with people. I haven't had it to myself yet, but I can vouch that it is beautiful.
Even the BN was impressed with it. I was like, "Oh, man. So something must be going right."
You got to go into it with open arms. The way beers that I'd personally given Kevin and the ways that we've talked about it, I envision the beer just a little bit different, but it's true to what he wants it to be and what he described it to be and the hole that we're filling, if you want to call it that.
That's what she said.
Yes. So it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So we got a new bottle here. I'm letting the Bearded Brewer do the honors again. Was this a Stewart one again? Mm-mm.
This is the Craft Beer Kings bottle.
All right.
Yeah, this was.
So some more modern times is about to hit the stage.
Tonight's episode as we, brought to you by.
Oh, look at Nick. Nick still has got a little City of Sun left.
Just a taste.
Yeah, I tried to reach out to a person I know to get him to call in, but that didn't
work. So, the beer Jesus?
Yeah. I love gold.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was just guessing.
I mean, we need to give people better notice than
2 hours.
Yeah.
New beer hitting the table, modern times, Protocosmos. It is a hoppy Galaxy IPA. So I'm assuming Galaxy hops are involved. Galaxy Anthemum and Centennial. Our hops are involved in this one.
Goodbye, City of Sun. I will forever miss you.
I will miss you.
So speaking of beer and Fresno and beer.
That down the Nixters.
Oh, yeah. Pass it on down. I was reminiscing about our epic podcast about Sculpin versus Big Eye.
Man, this smells like the trunk of a Volkswagen, and I like that smell.
I'm not getting a whole lot from there.
Is it made by Germans, yeah?
Is this a Megadeth song?
I'm having a hard time pulling stuff out with the aroma.
Is a hoppy with your stinky sight.
Hoppy Galaxy IPA Proto Cosmos. It's just so much more muted than the.
Did we mess this up? Did we do this on the wrong order?
I don't know. We might have.
aroma. I miss aroma. Where's my aroma? So anyways, speaking of beers and Big Eye and Sculpin debacle.
Yes.
I thought, oh, cool. You know, we'll just to put our money where our mouth is, we'll do a comparison on air, one of these podcasts, which I still, still hope to do.
We're still going
to
do it.
But the problem is, I went to go find these bottles, and they're both really old now.
Oh.
The
Sculpin and the Big Eye?
Yeah, both of them were brewed the middle of 2014.
Jeez.
Like that, we have leftover stock.
Oh, you haven't seen a 2015 either, huh?
Yeah, so I wonder if that's the problem. I wonder if we've never had a super fresh Big Eye.
It's possible.
Like, you know, Grapefruit Sculpin, we got super fresh because it just hit market in the six-pack version.
Nothing, there's none of that hanging around.
So I think that's working for us, but... You know, if you go to find a bomber, a Sculpin, and a bomber of Big Eye to share amongst the three of us, I don't think it exists in Fresno right now. So I'm waiting. We'll, once we find fresh stock, we'll pick them up and do it. But until
two fresh ones.
I don't think it's worth it.
A couple of freshies. Yeah.
And I think that's the second Fresno plague. One, we don't have craft beer. Two, once we get it, how long does it sit around? And
yeah. It's just don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a dice roll.
Damn it. So that was my beef about unfresh beer in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's becoming a thing. We're seeing that aspect of it now. First, we didn't have any. Now, I think we have too much for our... We don't have too much craft beer. I mean, that's never a thing, but we have too much for the individuals that were interested in it. So we have beer that ends up sitting around.
Right.
Yeah, you go to Shop X, and they got it in, but nobody knew about it in time.
Right. Or they're already onto the next thing. Like, oh, I've already had this. Now I'm going to try, you know, St. Archer's in town. So now I'm drinking all their beers, and you forget all about Bass Points.
They're a finicky bunch.
Yeah.
So
just trying to keep up.
Proto Cosmos. I haven't heard the Bearded Brewer make a comment about it.
So I like it. It's supposed to be a higher IBU than what we're drinking and lighter in color, but it's to me, it's a little bit easier to kick back.
Where's the IBUs on this one?
This is at 90. The previous was 85.
This is 90?
I guess it's more bitter than... It is more bitter than City of the Sun, but...
But City of the Sun was a 7.6, and this is a 7%, so...
Well, but neither beer tastes as bitter as they say they are.
Yeah. No, that's true.
This one does taste more bitter than the City. Protocosmo tastes more bitter. They're still not as bitter as a Sherman would be at 65.
Yeah, no, they're definitely smoother than a Sherman, per se. They're definitely lighter. It's
So San Diego bitter. It must be like 120. They're like, oh, this isn't bitter at all. This isn't bitter at all.
Yeah. No, it's... I mean, going side, I've never had two beers like this from Modern Times side by side, so I'm kind of a little bit speechless.
This is crazy.
This shouldn't be happening.
There's not too many companies where we've had two IPAs that are specialties side by side. Even like Kern River, Drake's, even Russian River. I mean, we usually don't have both of those in room at the same time. Usually we have one from them and one from them later.
Well, Mikey hated Younger so much, he just threw his glass on the ground.
You know.
True story.
Same thing. We haven't had Big Eye and Sculpin in the same room as Pig and Pliny or Outstanding and
Citra. Oh, you haven't
Citra.
Been on Dorktown then.
Yeah, right.
Or St. Archer, IPA, and Double. We haven't really done... those side by side. So that's I'm pretty much speechless, but there's enough difference in these two beers. The Proto is lighter in color but higher in bitterness but lower in alcohol, where the other one's just as opposite. It's, you know, when they give you those numbers, you kind of just go, what the actual fuck?
WTAF.
Excuse me, what the actual fuck?
I mean, I think it's a solid beer. I would love to have this more than once, but I would still...
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's... if this Protocosmos was just by itself, I've been like, oh, this is a great beer.
Mm-hmm.
But after that City of Sun, it's just like a downer. It's a downer, guys.
What I'm trying to say is a Protocosmo is something I would drink 2 to 3 times a week, whereas City of Sun, I'd only want that once a week. City of Sun, I wouldn't want to ruin it. Once a week at most.
Agreed. Wow. Yeah. You wouldn't want to have too much of it.
Protocosmos, the Debbie Downer of modern times.
You know I don't have a good Debbie Downer. I'm not going to try to try it.
You had the face.
Yeah. I always have the Debbie Downer face. I got that down.
Resting Debbie Downer face?
Wow. Bunch of jackholes from Fresno.
You know that Protocosmos is the number one killer of kittens in California.
What? I like kittens in California. It's still both very solid brews. I'm glad they did them.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. You brewed a beer.
Good job, Modern Times. Good job.
You'll make it one day.
And now we can have you shipped into the valley. So screw you.
I really hope both of these bottles make it to the beer shelf. I don't know what could possibly happen. There's so many good beers.
I know. The beer shelf now it's gotten jammed up. Our studio beer shelf is just... It's just going to be all like totally like hard to get beers at some point here.
Yeah, but I've noticed some things still trickle in there.
Yep. It's hard to get in on the beer wall now.
Ooh.
I don't know what's going to happen. We have a lot of bottles.
Your beer wall is now San Francisco. It's prime real estate.
Yep, exactly.
Who makes the cut?
The craft or
the cuz on the bottom of the floor there's like 3 rows deep of bottles. And that's like the valley.
Yeah.
It's all of us living in the valley that we can't afford to live in the city.
Always looking up.
There's always the people in the city like, "Oh, you can't afford to live here? What's the matter?"
The craft rafters are shaping up well.
Craft rafters.
We got craft cans rafters up in the rafters.
Is that a Foo Fighters song?
Yes. Craft in the rafters. Craft to the rafters.
My favorite Foo Fighters song right there. Stacked Actors.
Oh, I love that song.
Damn it. All right, we have a voicemail line, 559-492-0542. That is our voicemail line. We'd like you to call us and tell us about what's happening in your neck of the beer world. And that's what it's there for. So call us and tell us stuff. And we have voicemails this week, 559-492-0542. Let's see what one of our listeners has to tell us on our voicemail line right now.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James.
James.
Calling in a couple weeks ago. I had the chance to go to a bottle share where this one guy just pulled out some ridiculous beers, and it's kind of one of those things you never think you're going to get invited to, but you did. So you don't really ask questions, you just show up. So anyways, this guy brings out all the Bourbon County variants from, 2009 to whatever, to 2014.
I had these laid around.
We go through some crazy beers. You mean Budweiser about beers? Bourbon County Brand Stout, 2009. You're talking about, Bourbon County Rare, King Henry, Ramble Rye, Backyard Rye, Cherry Rye, Vanilla Rye, Vanilla Stout, Props 2013 and 14, and some guy brought a 2015, I mean, this is totally off the Goose Island subject, brought a 2015 Parabola. I don't even know how the hell that guy got that.
Yes. Son of a bitch.
I want that beer.
Anyways, shit just got crazy.
Shit got crazy.
Just word of advice, you ever get invited to a bottle share of this magnitude?
Go.
Where it depends.
Uh-oh. Where do you go?
Yeah, we have we been invited to a bottle? Back in the early days before I was involved with Tioga, me and the brother.
2015 Parabola, I don't even know how the hell.
Oh, sorry.
But me and the brother were invited to a few Tioga ones back before we got too busy.
You know who did that? Tad.
Yeah.
Tad.
Todd was the guy who invited us, and then he left, and then we never got invited to a bottle share again.
Well, the guy got that. It's not even out yet. But anyways, shit just got crazy. And just a word of advice, if you ever get invited to a bottle share of this magnitude, there's not really any good way to go about it. You just kind of show up and don't ask questions and just know that you're not going to be coming home for a long time. And
yes.
The next day, you're not going to remember a lot of shit. You know, we started sabering bottles. We should never do that, too. And stuff just got kind of crazy. And you look at your untapped the next day, and you're like, holy shit, I don't even remember having that beer. And, you know, you get guys from Fresno that show up. Like, the beer prophet showed up to this bottle share.
What?
And
the beer prophet?
Anyway. Things are really crazy, but you ever get invited to anything like this?
No. Just
plan on not pacing yourself, because no matter how you go into this and think you're going to be pacing yourself, it never happens. I was getting calls at 10 o'clock asking when I was going to come home, and I was under the impression it was about 6 p.m., so anyway, it was a great time. Last couple episodes have been great. Love listening to your guys' podcast, but anyways, big time bottle shares, just give in, and the best you can hope for is you remember half the beers the next day.
And your wife doesn't kill you.
Yeah. There's just no way to regulate yourself on that. You just let it go and go for it. And hopefully I won't be invited to anything like that for, you know, maybe 2-3 more months, because my liver still hurts.
I would have made a wife reference there, but yeah. Liver reference is good too.
Because my wife still hurts the pain of my ass. Because
my wife is still hurting me.
So get a bracelet with your name and address on it, and just go ahead and buy a pack of Depends diapers.
So whoever's hosting the bottle share's wife in the morning can check you. Like, who's this guy? No. Who's this guy? I'm on my couch.
That guy's single. You know that instantly. The guy who's hosting this kind of bottle share is single. He's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, yeah,
it's your own wife. Cool, you gotta, man. Yeah. Hey, man, I got beer and nothing but time.
Yep.
Can't say I've been over too many married guys' houses for
any kind of what's sad is I haven't been in any, like, since we started this show. I haven't been in any non. Like, every week we have a bottle share here, basically.
Yeah.
So I haven't been into any non-podcast-related bottle shares.
Wow.
Nobody cares to invite me. Yeah. Not that I'd be allowed to go, but, I mean, you know, it'd be nice to invite,
somebody
to be
think
invited.
Of Mikey would be
yeah,
nice.
Come on.
Think of Mikey. We'll start a campaign.
Yeah. I already get allowed to do this every week, so it's like...
Yeah.
I'm already using up my credit.
Your face should be on the side of a beer bottle and says, "Have you seen this boy?
You seen this boy? Tell him to come home.
Please invite him to a bottle share.
Please invite this guy to a wife-approved bottle share."
Yeah, well, that is one thing, you know, wives should allow their men to go to bottle shares. You don't have to worry about too many women being there. just a lot of bearded people.
Yep.
I think we're going to get called out on that one.
Yeah, well, I don't mean that as a show. Obviously, there's...
We
are friends to the female craft beer nerds here, obviously. We
they
had plenty on before, and we'll have plenty... Oh, yeah. I don't mean that way.
I would beg to say that even if there was the one craft beer chick in that group, every wife would be like, yeah, they don't have a chance.
Yeah. My wife is... Yeah.
Who, her? You and her? Not even worried.
Exactly.
What do you mean by that? Like, I have a chance? No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
Whenever there's any
sure
question,
you do.
She's a yeah.
Pat
I'm
you
like,
on the head.
You think I could pull off moves to acquire anything? Like, no, you couldn't. Never mind. I'm not worried. Like, yeah. You have no abilities.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just go have fun. Watch out for the porters. It upsets yeah. your stomach. See you later.
Go watch the bearded brewer pick up on chicks. Have fun with that.
Did you have a chicken burrito tonight? You are not sleeping in the bed.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. There's a lot of guest room action in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily. Get a guest room.
Floating in air biscuit.
559-492-0542 is our voicemail line.
Don't tell me there's another.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Beardy and the Beast.
Whoa!
Yes. We're actually calling you live from our show right now.
What? We're going to go with leaving something lame.
We're leaving something lame. You have such a nice message. We need to do a message on ours because.
Yeah.
Let's just leave a message. And it's not even my voice. But. So, I just want to tell you guys we do have a package headed your way tomorrow.
Wait a
minute. It's a big one.
Whoa.
Big package.
Hey-o.
Package. So
I love big packages.
You all
that's what she said.
Enjoy it.
That's what I said.
Because
that's what Mike said.
It's pretty damn good. What do you think?
We'll see.
I agree.
Coors Light.
It's firkin' delicious.
That's why I drop it.
Firkin'.
So, all right, Perfect Pour. From Beardy and the Beast. Enjoy. Hope you get it before your next recording on Thursday. If not, then you'll have it for the next week. So.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye now.
Ooh, who is that?
Well,
is that a lady?
Beardy and the Beast. That's a lady.
The good news is we never record on Thursdays, so whatever you said will always be on time.
Beardy and the Beast podcast. Uh-oh. See, the Bitter Brewers mic gets cutting out.
All over the world.
If you listen to, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you would have heard all the mic checks from the tailgate.
It happens.
All the trouble.
If you'd like to ever listen to the us doing stuff before the show, then become a $5 Patreon subscriber. Patreon.com/perfectpour. And you can hear all that stuff usually. When there's not technical difficulties that kill this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But listen to, they had a guy from Epic, the Salt Lake City in Utah.
Oh,
in the
okay.
Utah's Epic, not the New Zealand Epic, but the Utah Epic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had a guy from there on their show, and they're not a craft beer podcast. They're like a husband and wife podcast.
But they're from Utah, right?
Right. Yeah. And they had him on, like, it was like a full episode of talking about beer. Damn. They, like, did a special recording, so.
Oh.
Beardy, I see Beardy, just they're just getting more and more into beer.
Are we getting some Epic Brewing?
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Dang.
It was Firkin. She made a Firkin reference.
You're going to get a giant cask of beer.
Is a cask. Sending a cask. Honestly, that'd be a first.
Did it just, like, go across Bullard Avenue? Aren't they in town?
No, they're in Utah. The Utahs.
Oh, they are in Utah. Okay. Well, from the interactions, it made it seem like they were local or they knew.
They know Dorktown.
They know Dork. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just the mutual knowing. They made it seem like very humble, like they were an in town.
It's the podcast brotherhood.
Yeah. The podcast brother. They are brothers in podcast arms.
Yeah.
Beardy and the Beast, man. Go listen to them. They're a good couple. They're a fun couple.
Wow, couples podcast.
And he's got an epic beard. I would like to see Beardy and Bearded Brewer beard off.
A beard off.
Beard off.
Ooh, like Celebrity Deathmatch, but 2015.
Which Beardy? Beardy from the podcast? Beardy from Brewing Network?
No, Beardy from the Beardy and the Beast podcast.
Beardy Leroy.
Not the. Oh yeah, that guy. From Brewing Network, that ginger guy.
Yeah.
He has a huge beard.
Ginge.
Huge beard.
Things are big.
Yeah. No, sometems beards can be compared. I don't like to get into it too much. But
there's Celebrity a beard. There's match. Like a there's like some sort of show, beard show locally.
I don't
Do you know about this? I think it'll go back playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music for mustaches and bands for beards.
Yeah.
So the Fresno Beard and Mustache Club is having a fundraiser because in October they're bringing 5 mustache and beard clubs from California to Fresno for the ultimate.
Yes.
The ultimate.
10 category
See,
awards
we're becoming
ceremony.
Portland.
So. This is their fundraiser to
bikes,
afford
beers and mustaches.
To afford the trophies bikes, and everything
beers
else
and beards.
That's happening in October. But yeah, so they're going to play Tioga on the 21st, and it's going to be the Clifton Brothers Acoustic, the Motel Drive,
Who?
The Hittle Grow Back, and there's one other. I don't remember.
That's a good lineup right there.
Yeah.
He's
like, do you guys know the Joshua T? He wants to play, and I'm like, I love that guy.
Love that guy, man. Yeah.
Do you guys know the Clifton brother? I was like, yes. I like
you guys know sort of related to him.
Yeah. And that's where me and the brother got mixed up again. They're like, you're related to Bill. And I was like, no, my brother and Bill's daughter are married. And everybody's like, oh, that makes so much more sense. Everybody just talked like you guys. I'm all, well, they're a very good family. So, yes, they kind of blur the whole, it's son,
we don't care.
Brother, we uncle, everybody. They're all,
Oh, can I be in the family then?
Sure, yeah. Come on in. Yes. Yes. Come on in.
I'm pretty sure if you just show up, you'll
can I jam once with your father-in-law?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Would he do that? Oh, my God. I would, like...
He would do that.
Would it be okay if I had a boner during this the whole time?
just put your guitar over it.
Like yeah. My guitar will cover it. He won't see it.
Done.
All right. Yes. Done. Damn it. Brewer's mic just keeps cutting out.
It just doesn't want me to go on.
It does not. All right. One more voicemail. 559-492-0542. Keep bringing us voicemails because it's awesome.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, thank goodness. He's alive.
Please tell you when I'm driving.
I don't know.
Please. Yeah, dude, Max, Cooper, Aguirre, and Green Pistol. Hope you like it. I hope it doesn't lose too much carbonation.
It did not.
He said he wasn't going to open it until Wednesday. That's good. Hope it's not flat. Hope it's good. Anyway, man, why did I get so loud anyway?
We don't know.
Yeah, I hope you guys like it. And I'm driving.
Yeah.
Sticking.
Press pound when you're done with your question.
Sticking to the tradition of Scotty, sounding drunk when he's sober and driving.
Yes.
So, Scotty B.
And thinking it's 2000 or 1998 for pressing pound after the message.
Press pound. Did you like that message? Would you like to re-record? I think it does have that option on our voicemail line.
Scotty B. Bruin, rest assured, when Mikey opened that growler, he thought he was going to lose an eye because it went boom.
Oh, yeah. It popped hard.
The growler was stressing. It looked like it was holding some pressure.
Yeah.
I thought I was on the Jungle Cruise and a rhino popped up.
Boom.
Do you have a good Jungle Cruise joke?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, backside of water obviously came to mind.
That's
setup
a classic
for that.
Joke. Yeah. The backside of water.
The guy could do Donald Duck, and he showed us the backside of water. That's the Jungle Cruise.
There's a good Jungle Cruise boat captain for you. All right, we need a new beer. Who wants to go to the fridge, Mike, and get us a new beer? I was the last one. Somebody else needs to go, man. I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, I want Bearded Brewer to go just because...
My microphone doesn't work?
That too.
Yeah. Yeah, the fridge mic will probably work.
He knows what is to be drinking in there. I've not seen the beer fridge.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, fridge mic working.
Dum-de-dum-dum. What's down in this... does anybody want a 7-4-13?
What?
Seven.
You're looking in the bad. Don't look at that bin. That's the bad beer bin.
Not there.
One day we'll have it. It just keeps getting worse and worse.
We need to start aging a Rebel IPA.
Yeah. Oh, no. So we can't drink it, though.
How about this beer?
Wow.
That sounds
good. That one sounds opened.
That sounds good. It's open. It's an open beer.
Ah, my favorite kind of beer. An open
an beer. Open one. Oh, my God. That's... Another Modern Times.
That's the one I was hoping he'd bring out.
Booming Rollers. Another Looking Out beer.
Boom.
Oh, it looks amazing. It's a blue. It's got all the blue striping.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Bearded Brewers has gotten a preview of it.
Whatever we... Quote unquote, didn't
this is another hoppy Citra IPA.
Whatever we didn't quote unquote get from Proto Cosmos, the smell of that says this is what you wanted.
Oh, Mikey's just spilling over there like he doesn't care.
Well, it wasn't opened all the way. I'm blaming Beater Brewer.
Oh.
It's a wide mouth. Come on.
Wow.
That's what she said. Oh, wait. No, wait. That doesn't make sense.
Mikey's spilling beer like he just don't care.
All right. Being caught drinking while this goes around the table.
I love gold.
New beer.
So been caught drinking?
Pull up your been caught drinking, everyone going untapped. I am Dorktown on Untapped if you want to find me on Untapped. The Nick 80.
Oh, yeah.
Nick on Untapped. And Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
My photo is a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
It is not of myself. That is the only social media I do not have a photo of myself. I make it a thing to have a photo
That's
of
myself. That's my thing.
But been
Wait, a thing is a Volkswagen.
Been caught drinking. I'm just going to go through them. I just want to get through this, guys. Don't stop. Stop trying to stop me. I just want to say them.
Eh.
Stop.
I got in this shipment of Modern Times. I got to sip on a Black House.
Yes.
It must have been either because I sipped on the coffee for 6 weeks, or it was just fresher. The coffee was just super up front. It wasn't just normal chocolate and like deep coffee bitter. It was just super caramely and nutty, and it was just beautiful. Black Market Brewing. I was at the new craft, the West Shaw Craft, I think they call it now.
Oh, yeah?
Or the West Shaw Brawley Craft, or West Shaw
Shaw
craft.
And Brawley Shell.
Yeah, the Shaw and Brawley 76.
Oh, it's 76. Okay,
They revamped it. They put more stuff in. I picked up a St. Archer Pale from there. And that beautiful. I can't get over that beer. I enjoy it.
It's a solid, solid-ass pale.
Yeah. I went up to the fort with some friends. Cheers to CJ. I picked up a Black Market Brewing Rye IPA again. That was beautiful. And then the Golden Road Might As Well IPL. Picked that up again. Mm-hmm. Always solid. I've had the new Mount Whitney twice.
Wow, you're not supposed to say that.
I said I've had the new Mount Whitney twice. The brothers out there and using their facilities.
What?
Yeah, and then IPA Mike and myself have ended up. IPA Mike gifted me another St. Archer IPA can, and I bought one myself, and that was beautiful. And then, so I got that, the IPL. And then my good friend, Stone Brew Snyder, Corey Snyder, Stone Brew rep of the Central Valley, Fresno area.
Ah.
He
sounds like somebody needs to be on the show.
He kind of gave me shit for not having the delicious IPA from Stone. And so I got to try that.
Oh, I haven't had that
yet. And it was actually really good. It was a very enjoyable beer. Would you say delicious? But this is why I want to say it's actually delicious. Really good, because you guys are going to go, what, when I tell you this? It's a gluten-reduced beer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because it was kind of sold as like a gluten. That's why I hadn't tried it yet when it came out. Like, it was like a gluten-free beer. I'm like, it's probably not good.
Figured the Mikey would go.
And then I had it, you know, one of my best friends, Derek's, was like, hey, have you tried that yet? That's really good. And I trust his opinion. I was like, really? It's good? Like, but it's like gluten-free. How could it be good? Like, they have to take the gluten out. Yeah. The gluten is so tasty.
That's the tasty part.
I could just see Mikey, like, reaching in the cooler. He grips his hand around the six-pack carton, and it's all gluten-reduced, and he just slips his hand on the shelf.
Pretty much what happened.
The shelf below, and he picks up the hop nosh and just goes, well, this'll do.
Yeah, that's what we'll need then.
Yes.
I think we'll take that right there.
That's my been caught drinking. From what I can remember, there was probably something else in there.
Beer, not so well for the memory.
Well, I did go bowling recently.
With the...
without the band.
Yes. But with the craft beer bowling league?
Yes. So the AMF craft beer Sunday night.
Adios, I did go bowling.
Yes, the adios, motherfucker. And I did enjoy a Sherman. And I did have a few professional bowlers.
Was that a pocket Sherman or a actual properly bought
Sherman? Yes. And The professional bowlers did say my game improved after said beer. They're like, in the first game, you kind of sucked and you got a hang of it. And I was like, yeah, keep sipping on your blue moons, professional bowlers.
Ooh.
While I chuck this 8-pound ball down the alley.
Ah, still pulling that old shenanigans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the child's small, please.
No, an 8-pound bowling ball goes where you want it to.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, don't you want a 13-pound ball that goes 10 miles an hour down the lane? I'm like, no, I want an 8-pound ball that goes 16 miles an hour down the lane.
Oh, no. I get the 16-pounder and just heave that behemoth. it will crash all things.
Well, no, yeah. If you throw anything 22 miles an hour down the lane and you get somewhat near the middle pin, it'll knock everything
out. The sheer
out.
Vibration of the... Yes. Yeah. Wind speed.
I think Donnie's an 8-pounder, and Walter's probably a 16-pounder. I'm thinking.
God damn it, Donnie!
Shut the fuck up, Florian.
By the In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. By the In-N-Out.
Yes, and we'll go to the In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nick.
Hello.
What have you been caught drinking?
Just a bunch of old reliables.
Yeah. Old reliables.
Old
huh?
reliables. Yeah. Nothing extremely exciting.
Yeah.
I went back. I really, really dug the Black Market Rye IPA. I missed the episode where Randy had brought them. You guys had shuffled me a leftover can.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the old BevMo over the weekend, and they actually had a full stock of Black Market on the shelves if anybody's looking for that.
Wow.
They had the rye, they had a the Hef, what was it, a Hef?
Mm-hmm.
And one other flavor. So I got the rye again. I really liked that beer. Bummed I missed out Randy and Chris hanging out on the episode.
Yeah.
So I got me one of those. St. Archer double IPA, still going down really good. I'm glad that's in Fresno. After I saw the Bearded Brewer was able to purchase Modern Times over the internets, I decided to crack my last Black House.
Yeah. You're like, well, I can get it again. I was like, I might as well drink it this
no
now.
Reason to hang on to this anymore. Yep. Let's get rid of this fucker. Clear some space out.
Yeah. This is a public service to your fridge.
And what else did I get over the weekend? I'm trying to think. It was another IPA. It was a very light weekend for me. Light colored beer, that is.
Mm-hmm. Rare.
Yeah. It's we had a weekend of nice weather. Lighter beers seemed in order.
But there's not much left of chill weather.
Yeah.
So you better get in all your darkness before it's too late, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, I managed to do that.
Session season coming.
In honor of Tioga being on the Brewing Network on Monday, I cracked open a Midnight Rush.
Ooh.
And enjoyed that. And that worked out perfect. Long broadcast. Got my little four-ounce taster out. Let it warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And let the beer just hang out. And it was cool. Watched them talk about beer, and I enjoyed a Tioga beer while they were doing it.
Nice. Well, I was very light week as well, because still getting through a food poisoning thing. Mm. I don't know if it was... there was some sort of virus that's been going around. I don't know. Food poisoning-esque virus, but... So it's been a light... Only the past couple of days I've started returning to drinking again. And I had a Mosaic Session IPA from Green Flash, because they had a fig and... in town now, and I did not like it.
Huh.
Whoa.
I tried to like it, didn't like it. It's like berry, it's got this red berry flavor to it that was just turning me off.
I saw you post that. So is that blended?
It's got berries in it. It says on even the label references berries.
Because Mosaic is not...
Yeah, I liked the Mosaic hop, and so that's what surprised me. It is like a red berry flavor there to it. So I don't know what. Yeah, I wasn't digging it. I tried hard and didn't like it, but you know, it wasn't a bad beer. It just didn't like the berry aspect to it, is what it was. So
weirdos.
Weirdos.
What are they thinking?
And that's pretty much. And then I had the only other interesting thing I did have for the first time, a 3-14-15 enjoy by. And that was just tasting like pineapple to me. I wasn't digging it, that one tropical, at all either. Huh? Yeah. Which I usually like tropical, but this one wasn't. Yeah. I didn't like it. It's got pineapple off of it.
I enjoy the enjoy buys regularly, but I am over them making them 9% because that does a toll on you when you drink one of those yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the latest news is they're going to 12-ounce bottles in there. You guys heard this yet?
Mm-hmm. I've heard about it, yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're just going to get sixers of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Which might make it more sessionable.
I would imagine.
Not a session IPA, but sessionable, as in you will survive one on your own.
Yeah.
Does Stone do 4-packs? It seems like that'd be a 4-pack beer.
I don't think I've seen Stone do 4-packs.
Yeah, I can't say that I have either. It's either sixes or bombers.
And it seems like this is the Enjoy By series is basically near replacing their regular IPA, their standard IPA. Because I just as a reference, in Save Mart here, a local chain, a grocery store, in the slot where the Stone IPA goes, now the Enjoy By is there, and the Stone IPA is not there. So they're basically replacing the Stone IPA with Enjoy By. And it's cheap. It's like $5 or $6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stone's always had a good price point if they've had nothing else.
But I'm curious to see if maybe they're just like more replacing their standard IPA with this, which I don't understand. Their IPA still is a nice IPA. even, you know, it's old or whatever but
so old.
It's so old.
Everything I've seen about Save Mart, it seems like they're very slow to amend new things to be in their store, but they're finally going, hey, why don't we have this cool shit?
Yeah. The board in West one sucks.
Yeah. Beer. They've actually slimmed down, yeah.
Yeah.
They have slimmed way
down. They have not done anything.
So yeah, it goes Herndon, Milburn, Bullard and First,
Blackstone and Clinton one's supposed to be doing pretty good.
Brandon down at Blackstone and Clinton, he's been doing a lot of pull.
The old Albertsons.
The old Albertsons.
Yeah. And then Sean Armstrong is one I hear talked about.
Get Albertsons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, last time I was at the Willow and Knees Save Mart, they still had Apricot Catacomb.
Apricot Catacomb. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, that's interesting.
Dang.
It does age well.
Well, yeah, thankfully.
In fair, yeah.
Yeah. But luckily for you guys, because apparently it's not a big seller at that store. They also had 2014 Old Guardian, I think.
It's a huge store, but yeah. Like you said, it's a different demographic of people that are going in there.
So I thought, Pendragon's right here. Yeah. Maybe this Save Mart wised up and has beefed up their craft beer selection. Mm-hmm. And
you'd have better luck going to the Fresh and Easy down the street.
Yeah, probably.
So are there any beers you guys are looking out for right now?
Just two.
I had several of them on this episode, so
I'm pretty
well done. Although I'm now seeing on Untap a prairie beer called Limo Tint.
Nice.
And then it's got a drawing of people in the back of a limo, and it's a milk stout aged on chocolate. So
okay. I was trying to think, were they going for ABV or color?
Yeah,
because Limo Tint is double five.
A sweet milk stout.
Is that a 10% beer? Odette
Lazaro on OD_gal on one of my favorite untappers is drinking that right now. So, I don't know. Looks fucking cool. So that's something I'm looking out for.
Damn. Can't see through it, or it's 10%. That's my thought.
Anything you guys are looking out for?
Alesmith and Mikkeller got together and did a Beer Geek Speedway. stout.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive. Hopefully we see that around here. We get a healthy dosage of Alesmith in the Fresno area, so maybe we'll see that one.
I think so.
And then
I see that popping up at the fort.
Pretty new on the St. Archer radar. They have done a Mosaic Double IPA. It looks brand new. I've never seen this bottle before.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping we get to try that sometime soon. Maybe we might have to go to a coast to get that one, but I think it'll happen.
Nice. Have to go to a coastal trip. Won't be so bad.
And I sip my beer on that note.
Yeah, we should get one more beer for a Bearded Brewer.
Something you're looking out for. So my looking out for is All Mission.
Mission?
Yeah, Mission Brewing.
That's an interesting one.
So recently, I think a beer came to town. It's a movie reference. Don't act like you're not impressed. But it is... It is a Mission collab brew, I think.
It's the pants pleating. It's the pleating in the pants.
It sounds amazing, and I want to try that.
Wow.
And then Mission,
Melissa's doing anyway.
Mission also released a hard root beer, so an alcoholic root beer.
What's all that racket back there?
Oh, sorry, nothing.
So I want to try
crumble,
that.
Crumble, crumble.
I want to know what a root beer with a buzz would do to you.
Buzz beer?
Buzz beer. And a little rumor I heard. I want to see if you guys are interested in this. Supposedly Mission and Eureka collabed.
Eureka
Burger.
Whoa.
Supposedly, I don't know what kind of trouble I'm going to get in for this, but supposedly there's a barrel-aged Dark Sea, possibly 4 Rose Barrels, possibly 4 Eureka.
Interesting.
That could exist, or I could be shooting shit.
Wreck Alley.
Oh.
What?
This beer?
One more beer. I figure we can't, Modern Times, we can't throw another IPA in there. It would not be fair to whatever IPA that got thrown into. So we got to go another direction here.
And
even Big Guy couldn't keep up with this.
This was a Patreon sponsor beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
A good friend of ours that used to be from town, that is now out of town, that was in town, happened to just say, here, you take this. You bring it on podcast. You enjoy.
Yes. So what we got here, a little Carl Strauss OG San Diego action.
The Godfather.
Somebody open it, damn it. Huh? I'm not close to it now.
I don't have an opener.
Collaboration effort? Come on, hold this for me while
I fell asleep. Sorry. What happened? Well, since my hand is on it.
Thank you, Miss Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. If you'd like to follow us, subscribe to us on Patreon. We'd like you to as well. Before we give up on the whole concept, patreon.com/perfectpour. And you give us a little beer money every month, and we give you some content. There you go. That's the deal.
But don't forget to tell your mother, tell your sister, so that way they know to... we can't just say on the podcast. You have to listen to us to know to go there.
Yeah.
But if you tell somebody that doesn't know us and they want to kick down some money, that's cool.
We would appreciate it. So it would make me happy. Wreck Alley Imperial Stout from Carl Strauss Brewing out of San Diego.
Wow, that...
A 9.5%.
Ooh, look out.
Look out, man.
That drinks...
I've not had this before.
That drinks smoother than a Rasputin.
Don't say those words.
God, what's this? This is like a beer that we've had. What is it? It's not Yeti. It's not the Sierra Nevada Porter.
Oh.
Regular Narwhal? Regular Narwhal.
God. Regular? No.
Not regular narwhal.
I'm looking at the barrel right now. I've had this. Like, yeah, there's something that's reminding me of.
Kind of oaty, kind of dry.
I don't know. I'm not a stout guy, but I'm liking this all right.
Not bison. I don't think there's
anything wrong with this.
Not bison.
Oh, no, nothing wrong at all. Nowhere near...
Speedway stout?
Narwhal. This is more like a Velvet Merlin.
Velvet Merlin. I picked... Oh, by the way, there's a couple of singles of Velvet Merlin at Whole Foods right now. I don't know if you guys are interested in a $2 single, but that's what's going down.
That'd always be cool.
Oh, and this for the Rec Alley.
I love gold.
Oh, speaking of Speedway Stout, what about that? What about Speedway Stout or Black Butte?
Black Butte.
We've had this taste before.
Yes,
we have.
Totally. That I agree with.
A Speedway?
No, Speedway's a little more intense. This is
Otis.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so maybe an Otis.
Ninkasi.
Maybe Ninkasi.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, because an Otis reminds me of this. Not the vanilla Otis, of course. I'm looking at the...
Well, as we figure this out, you guys got some cheers to give out.
I got a couple.
I want to give cheers to Dylan.
Yeah.
At the Lead and Only. We talked about Dylan last time, but I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Give him proper cheers to Dylan. And for the beer, man. He basically referenced like, oh, sorry, it wasn't more, but like he gave us about as much beer as anyone else has given us. So
yeah.
Like
yeah,
thank you, Dylan.
No, he made it sound like he wanted each of us to have a can and share a can on the podcast. But no. what you did was more than enough.
It was plenty.
That Oaky beer, is that what you're saying? Oh no, where was the beer?
Alabama beer.
Alabama. That's a good people brewing. That's good beer.
Those are some good people.
If I happen to be in Alabama, I'm gonna try and find that place.
Yeah, you will not have to drink Rolling Rock. You can go to good people.
I liked them. They favorited a tweet that he did, and
ooh,
but I was hoping they'd retweet, but they didn't.
Damn it.
If you'd like to retweet what we do at Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter, just so you know. Any more cheers that you guys have?
I have a couple. About? I'm going to cheers Scotty B.
Scotty B.
I enjoyed his beer. I enjoy his hangouts.
Scotty's going to be professionally brewing somewhere someday.
Right.
And we got in on the ground floor at Scotty B. So
whether it's near, far, wherever you are.
Wow. He's a poet.
His heart will always be open.
His heart will go on.
His heart will go on. And I'm going to cheers Cafe Van Ness because they get me going every morning. If you need a pick-me-up after doing a long night of Perfect Pour Podcast, go to Cafe Van Ness. Get your coffee.
Like, they're like Asian masseuse or something? Or what's
no. It's San Rafael coffee brewed in town.
What? San Rafael?
San Rafael Equator coffee brewed at Cafe Van Ness off Shields and
San Rafael's Marin. Becky wants to hear it. That's why it perked me up. Like,
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Served by a rabbi.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so a rabbi makes San Rafael coffee here in town.
Huh. And it's like a Spanish San Rafael. It's not San Rafael Marin.
Maybe.
We'll investigate it further.
We'll talk about this at the
Fresias Fest when everyone's drunk and stuff.
That's towards the Bay Area, right? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then... double cheers to Stone Bruce Snyder, bringing me back to the stone. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's made of stone.
Mm-hmm. Made of stone. And I like stone. Is that weird?
Kevin Pones, you or Kevin Bruckershire? He's a pretty
video
cool dude.
Game reference.
Oh.
And he is a fellow.
Over my head.
He's a fellow Central graduate.
I'm sorry.
That enjoys beer.
Hey,
and
Central's a good district.
Yeah, and we get to hang out, and very cool dude.
Whatever, you didn't go there.
I didn't, but...
Yeah, what do you what do you got to say about it?
Central has a better ranking than Fresno Unified.
What do you got? Oh, that's right.
And then I came across a very interesting Instagram name, Harry's Beer Guy. And the guy's name was not Harry.
He said beer guy.
Harry's Beer Guy. And his tagline is just...
He thought I was going to say Harry.
Hey, Beavis.
His tagline is just a craft beer loving son of a gun. And that's pretty damn good.
And we're disco dancing.
Yes. And then another interesting name I came across was the Hopster, which is a hop with a little hat and red legs that apparently is not a muskrat, but a mascot.
Is he a minor league mascot? Minor league baseball mascot? He
didn't look like that.
Yay. Sounds like a minor league baseball mascot.
Yes. And then I think this one's been cheersed before, but he
deserves it again.
I know he's been cheersing a little bit of my stuff, but beer me up, Scotty.
Ooh, that's a good name.
That's a good one.
Beer me up, Scotty.
Beer me up, Scotty.
So.
I can't, Captain. All I've got is light pilsner.
Oh.
I need more power. I need more hops, Captain.
So, those are my cheers.
All right.
Woo!
Nick?
Just want to say cheers to Tioga. They did a great job on the Brewing Network.
Yeah, man.
They'll be doing Fres Yes Fest this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 11, right?
If you get this on the release day, we release our episodes every Friday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're getting this on the first couple days, Fres Yes Fest, you're out there.
Plenty of time.
I gotta work, but I'll be out there later.
Nice.
I'll be out on the tail end. I don't know. Are you gonna be out there at opening, Nick? You're gonna be standing out there?
No, like actually, I'll be there afternoon too. If I go,
yeah.
I've got to ride my bicycle in the morning.
Bicycle. No, that's not the Tahoe weekend, is it, this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
Oh, okay.
We're still in training.
You're still training.
So okay. I'll be doing 30 miles this weekend on the old two-wheeler with my training wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly enough.
You can sponsor Nick. You want to talk about that? You want to see how if can
is
people,
that proper? I don't want to take it away from our
don't. It's not taking away from anything, man. Yeah, you're not taking away from
anything. Yeah. Nobody cares. So, we're going to get deep here for a minute.
Yeah,
I hope we got time.
We got all kinds of time.
All right. Suck it up. Grab a beer.
Suck it up. Get a beer.
Here it goes. Gosh, where are we at? 8 years ago, we lost a really, 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 really near and dear friend to cancer. And so, actually, my wife's brother, more than a friend. Family. And so after that, we decided, shit, you know, what better way to pay tribute to his memory than to raise money for the thing that he lost his life to, which is cancer. So we're raising money for Leukemia Lymphoma Society, team and training. And my wife and her sister have done a marathon and triathlon. And this year we're doing the century ride, 100-mile bike ride around Lake Tahoe.
Damn, dude.
All for a good cause. It's the least we can do. You know, these people suffer much more than we do. So we're training as big of a pain in the ass as it is, it's nothing compared to what they go through. So that's what we're doing this year. We're raising money for them. So if anybody is interested, look me up on... I don't know. Shoot, I guess
Facebook,
yeah.
If you go through the Perfect Pour, you probably could find you on Facebook.
Maybe we'll make that easy to find. So look me up on Facebook, and then we have a page under Team and Training called Team Imagine. That's our team name. Imagine as in John Lennon reference.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite bands is the Beatles, and his was too. So
that's on Facebook?
Yeah.
If you look up Team Imagine on Facebook, you'll probably find it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You should be able to find it. So, yeah. Or email us through perfectpoorpod and send me a message, and I'll get you all the contact information.
Yeah.
perfectpoorpod@gmail.com.
Boom.
Twitter @perfectpoorpod. Instagram, thenick80.
There you go.
Yeah.
Help us out. Help out Nick.
I'll be training Saturday. Our ride is in June 7th. That's when the big day is.
Yeah. So before June 7th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Perfect Pour. You boys got anything else?
Whew.
This rec alley? Enjoying this rec alley?
Very much. Very, very much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, you know, we just got perfectportpod.com. And appreciate you guys talking about us to your friends and stuff. We're going to do this regardless, but how many people are listening. But the more people listening, the better it is, the more fun it is. So if you help us out and spread the word for us, we'd appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with more beer drinking.
Yeah, more.
And we'll see you out at Fresias Fest.
Yes.
Tioga, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a party. Don't try to talk to the bearded brewer because he doesn't have time for you.
He doesn't have time for us, apparently. Nope. He's on his phone.
I'll have enough time to say, hello, how are you doing? I don't care. See you later.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Oh, yeah, season 3 of
Brewdogs
is coming.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that.
And I will take a lunch break when Mofo's going on.
Ah.
That'll be the best time to catch me.
Catch him watching Mofo Party.
And if you see me talking to somebody and I don't look that happy, that's family. Please save me.
Like, come talk to him.
Don't just be like, oh no, you're talking to so and so, and I'm just be like, no, please save me.
This has been the Perfect Pour.
We're having fun.